It's midnight now. I'll start it in 30 minutes, 30 seconds after the fact. Oh, I need to fucking plug it in.
Good call.
Memory.
Thank you.
I once asked, if you're innocent, why are you taking the Fifth Amendment? I was asking that question. Now I know the answer to that question. Anyone in my position not taking the Fifth Amendment would be a fool, an absolute fool. You really have no choice, because I've experienced it. The United States Constitution exists for this very purpose. Accordingly, under the advice of my counsel and for all of the above reasons, I respectfully decline to answer the questions under the rights and privileges afforded to every citizen under the United States Constitution. This will be my answer to any further questions.
5-5.
Provided in my answer, which is incorporated herein in its entirety, I decline to answer the question. For all of the reasons provided in my answer, which is incorporated herein in its entirety, I decline to answer the question.
All right, we're 20 seconds from
the show. For all of the reasons provided in my answer, which is incorporated herein in its entirety, I decline to answer the question. Same answer. 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 Thank you. Thank you.
Good.
jacket, 5 deaths, a photo of a car crash, once again taken from the newspapers. And really, the photograph on its own is incredibly horrific. It's really astonishingly horrific. The pain, the blood. And yet, one might think that Andy has tried to dehumanize and de-emotionalize the image by giving it color that is very attractive and playful, lollipop almost, and by repeating the image with different textures and different colors. I think it really tends to intensify the emotion, actually. I think it lures you into looking deeply into the image for its human content at the same time that it mythologizes it, that it once again turns these anonymous accident victims into mythological figures, into celebrities in their own time. After all, not only did they make it into the newspapers, but they made it into an Andy Warhol painting that will live for a very long time, and yet we don't know their names. We have no idea what their family life was like, if anybody survived ultimately the crashes, or did they die later. So there's a strange tension between the human-level disaster and the artistic triumph that's involved. And I think Andy was very aware of that, the idea that art could ennoble, but it could also mythologize, and it could eternalize. That is to say, it could give an eternal existence to something that was, by its very nature, transitory and mortal. I think, therefore, what he was doing to the people in this photograph, he was also doing to himself as he painted the photographs. That is, trying to create a defense against mortality.
Bobina 1, scena 18, ripresa 1.
Inconsapevolmente una maledizione viene lanciata e la prima strega si solleva dal mucchio di cadaveri con una sete di vendetta.
Adjusting your sensory equipment.
Balance restored.
Pink 1 to repeat this message. Pink 2 to continue. Pink 3 to reverse polarity. Warning, Pink 3 is not advised and may cause adverse side effects.
As they say, Jerry. No, how do you prepare for the hours on the air?
I was off the stage last year. I don't remember ever going on the air without having worked some 25 or 30 or 40 hours beforehand. We never sleep. So when we go on the air, we have been up for a couple of days.
All right. Okay. But the show, how long?
Oh, it takes me 4 or 5 hours.
I can believe that.
And then when I sleep, World War IV could happen in the living room. I wouldn't hear.
Do you have a chance to nap, shower, change clothes, refresh yourself?
Not on the air, no.
We're in the fight. television set, the television set.
Come over to the studio.
If anyone was the fifth Beatle, it was Brian. Yeah.
Quiet, please.
Remember, remember the 5th of November.
I was a broadcasting major, but ended up through, I don't know why or how, with a double major in psychology and broadcasting.
Electronic voice phenomenon, and then they turned into EVP.
That's right.
But at the same time, I thought, well, this is electronic, not necessarily your radio, but your radio or, well, not your radio, unless they're using your radio. You should go home and check and see if they are using your radio, by the way. This is out there. And, the theory is that it travels through electricity, and you know, I'm not sure that people really buy this until I learned that there were several websites devoted to this and a whole following and a phenomenon that had been going on. They have an entire scientific explanation of as to exactly how that works, which I don't understand because I was never very good in science.
I remember, though, in college, different courses where they said that someday they would be able to capture every sound that ever went out into space.
Really?
Yes. Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
You mean that it's already gone out because of the time? Imagine that. Wow.
They're out there, and someday they'll be able to capture them.
Wow. Wow, that's really...
So we have that to look forward to.
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of probably radio shows I could go out and hear if I got out there fast enough that I missed. But also, I'm always going to say something that I shouldn't say on the air. So I'm not going to.
Yeah, don't. We just have to believe it.
That's right. Not, in my opinion. They played something back, a videotape or something on the radio. There was a videotape or something. And when they played it, and before she said anything, they played it back, and everyone heard a man say, supposedly, it's Bob. And she was very moved by this, Bob. And that's something that I think everyone should look back on and regret. And my radio's broken in my car. It should have been done away with a long time ago. It was a waste of time. It kind of doesn't exist, weirdly, so don't hurt my name.
If it were possible to communicate this way with someone, whom would you choose?
Mostly, they'll tell you that it's... you might get something. It's rare to find anything that's really funny, but it was really, really hard to get it there. It's the hardest job in the world. It's the hardest job in the world, and without a doubt. Honestly, this is. People aren't as far apart on a lot of issues as everyone made it look like they are, because most people have decent common sense, either because they have to, or it's so divided, and at the same time, they just do. And so, and very few people, and no one wants to address that blessing. And especially in this election, when it got so divisive, even though I think that party was divisive as well. We live in a country where both candidates, you know, both parties, you know, we were divisive, and we shouldn't have been. We're getting further apart, and we should come together.
Thank you. right.
Cutting.
Hey, we're recording. Quiet, please.
We're rolling. This is the good one. Take five.
Take five.
Last call for Lost in Paradise. Hurry up.
What do you want me to do?
Hurry up.
Mr. Rock.
Zorg's office.
Mr. Who?
Oh my god.
Zorg here.
Oh my god.
Where are you?
I'm far now.
Oh my god. Come on. Oh my god. Come on. I thought
we should
go.
Are you still here?
No. I'm not. Just
I want the stones.
Where did he learn to negotiate like that?
I wonder.
Welcome to paradise.
Welcome on board, Mr. Dallas. You have 5 points left on your license.
Wait a minute.
Are you making fun of me?
Yes.
What?
Yes.
Oh, no.
I'm screwed.
Hi.
Little Dallas Multipass.
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 I don't need it.
Me, fifth element. Supreme being.
I know this music.
Me, that, you,